The primary way God speaks is through his word, aka the Bible. However, that's not the only way he gets our attention. In the It's the Word podcast, I teach lessons and principles from the Bible, but I want to include how God speaks to us in everyday practical situations, you know, like modern day parables. So let's talk about it and get to the bottom of what he wants us to know, do, and be. It's a word, y'all.
It looks like you lost another one.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the It's a Word podcast. And I am your host, Romy the Homie. Look, so I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. It's really been on my heart to basically dig into this song. This song has been such an encouragement to me, and I'm pretty sure it will encourage you as well. And this song is by Mercy Me. It's a contemporary Christian band, and it's called Even If. So I'm going to go ahead and break down the lyrics. I won't be before you too long, but I really wanted to dive into this because this is exactly how I've been feeling lately. It's exactly like what's been keeping me stagnant. It's what's been keeping me stuck, what's been keeping me from actually setting aside time to do the podcast. I won't even say setting aside time. I won't even say making time because I've had the time, but I've just been in my head. I've been overthinking about a whole bunch of stuff. So it definitely goes contrary to what society says and what the world says. So this will be a little, well, not a little, it'll be definitely counterculture because that's what Christianity is. That's what the Bible is. That's what the lessons and things that Jesus teaches, right? The world says somebody hits you, you hit them back, period. You could catch these hands though, right? But God says if somebody hits you, then you turn the other cheek. You don't do that. You forgive, you love, right? So it's very challenging as a believer to follow because you're going against the grain, you're going against society. So let's go ahead and dive into these lyrics. Remember, this song is Even If by Mercy Me. So the first verse starts like this. They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. Okay, listen. Let's just stop right there for a second. I've been telling people when they ask me how I'm doing, so I could be real because it's so easy for me to say, oh, I'm good or I'm all right or I'm okay. I can't complain. But really, that's how I feel right now. I'm losing bad. And I've been saying it this way. Look, life been punching me and beating me upside my head and I'm tired. Okay. It goes on to say, I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be all right. But right now I just can't. Y'all, I relate to this so much because that's exactly how I feel and how I felt and why I haven't been recording episodes because I was so in my head feeling very discouraged in my walk. And I'm like, how is it that I can be on this podcast telling people how good God is, how merciful he is, and all these things. And I'm struggling to see it myself because I have prayers that have gone unanswered or they're not answered in the time that I want them to be, right? Or I'm still praying about stuff that I've been praying about for months or even years. That's what's been weighing me down. That's what's been on my shoulders, right? That's what's been stopping me from recording. So I get you, Mercy Me. I get you. I'm gonna read the whole thing again. They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be all right. But right now I just can't. So I wanted to use some scripture to support that this is a part of the Christian walk. This is a part of life in general, but we're going to see how we should move forward in these circumstances as believers. So I'm going to go to some scripture, specifically 2 Corinthians 1:8. This is Paul. He says, we don't want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of your affliction that took place in Asia. We were completely overwhelmed beyond our strength so that we even despaired of life itself. Listen, I'm going to do the Romy version. You feel me? The Southside version. Paul said, look, don't get it twisted. We've been going through some things, like so much so, like we can't even handle this. Like we thought we were going to die. All the persecution that they were facing just from preaching the gospel, that's what they thought. Look, I've been in prison. I've been on boats that have been shipwrecked, on and on and on. He's been beaten, right? And he's saying, look, we thought we were going to die. So maybe you may feel like whatever is happening in your life right now, that is too much, that you can't handle it. And you can relate to these lyrics where he just, you know what, right now, I just can't. Has anybody ever felt that way? Are you the strong friend that you constantly pour into people, and then somebody calls you and they want to you know, vent to you, and you just like, look, you may not say this, you may listen, but then you don't have that same, you're empty, right? You don't have that same energy and effort to pour back into them, or like you usually do, and you just feel like, you know what, right now I can't. Or maybe you like me. And when that phone ring and you know that person, it's that one person, or maybe two, maybe a couple of them. That phone ring, you'd be like, you know what? I just can't. I can't do this because I already know what's coming with that. And I just can't. I can't take it right now. That's what he's talking about, right? And that's what Paul was talking about. Like, look, this was beyond what we could handle. So the song goes on to say, it's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? We all know that. When everything going good, how you doing? Blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. God is good all the time and all the time. He's good. But baby, what happened when your car got stolen? Or what happened when that relationship didn't work out? Or what happened when you prayed for that job, when you worked for it, you got the credentials and you didn't get it? How you doing? I'm okay. You going to church? Maybe, don't feel like it. Mad at Jesus. You know, like, and I'm just being real, right? Like, it's easy to sing. It's easy to praise God. It's easy to talk about how good he is when life is going the way that you want. But what about when it's not? What about when we hit the downs of life, right? It's easy to sing when we in the ups of life. But what about in those downs? What am I supposed to do? That's what he's saying. What will I say? When I'm held to the flame like I am right now, I'm going through it. What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to do? So I want to read another scripture to you guys right now. Y'all gonna hear my Bible pages flipping. I tried to write it all down, but honestly, it was too much to write down. I said, you know what? They just gonna have to hit a little flap, 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 because I ain't about to write all that down. No siree, not today. All right, so now I am in 1 Peter. Chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 3 through 7. This is the CSB Christian Standard Bible Version. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. You rejoice in this, even though now for a short time, if necessary, you suffer grief in various trials." Verse 7, this is the verse that I really want us to focus on that really correlates with what he's saying in the song. "So that the proven character of your faith, more valuable than gold, which, though perishable, is refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So what is that saying? That's saying, look, we have a living hope, right? We can live in a way that encourages us. How? Because we have something to look forward to after this life. Here's the thing. There's a saying that goes, YOLO, you only live once. Not believers, we live twice. Right? So we got that second life, the way that we were supposed to live in the beginning, the way we were supposed to be before the curse, right? Eden, there's another song that says, let's get back to Eden, living on top of the world. But it's talking about perfection without sin. So that's what we have to look forward to. So what he's saying is, look, in this life, while we're in this life, God is going to constantly put us in positions and allow us to be in the fire so that we can produce genuine faith. Because look, I ain't taking no phony baloney up in heaven with me, period. So I need to test your faith. I need it to be genuine. So here go a trial. What are you going to do? Again, we're dealing with the downs of life. So that's what he's saying right here. When I'm held to the flame like I am right now, what am I supposed to do? So then it goes on and says, this is the course. This is the part that'd be like, ooh, ha. This one of them songs, you want to sing it, right? But then, you know, sometimes when we sing these songs, we get tested on that. And then you'd be like, wasn't you just singing that you want to be tested and tried by fire? Now you in a fire and you screaming and hollering, right? But it goes, I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. Here go the part. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I'm gonna dig into that a little later. Let's go on to the second verse, y'all. All right. So they say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing a little faith is all I have right now. That's a whole mouthful, y'all. So we know in the scripture, I'm gonna read it actually. I'm gonna flip my Bible again so y'all go hear those pages again. So this is in the book of Matthew, specifically chapter 17. And there was a young boy who was possessed by a demon. And the disciples were trying to get this demon out of this little boy, but they were unsuccessful. They were unsuccessful, right? So then the father approaches Jesus and he's like, hey, if you can, like, can you help my son? Right? So, but the part that I want to focus on is the disciples ask Jesus privately, because, you know, they kind of embarrassed because they've been going around healing and casting out demons, and they get to this one and it's just not doing what it's supposed to do, right? So they took Jesus to the side. They said, hey, why couldn't we drive out this demon? What happened? And then in verse 20, it says, because of your little faith, he told them. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So let's go back to the song. They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. He said, well, good thing a little faith is all I have right now. So let this encourage you all today. You just need a little bit of faith. You need a little bit of faith. When you don't trust his plan, when you don't trust what God is doing, trust his character, trust his heart, trust and know that he has your best interest in mind, where it benefits you and he gets the glory from that, right? So that's what he's saying. Well, look, it's a good thing it only takes a little faith because that's all I got. I don't have a whole lot of faith. But how many of us know that God can do a lot with a little? And all he says is, look, all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. And you could say to this mountain to move. So he said, but God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, y'all know that there's nothing impossible for God, right? Period. So what happens when you pray for something, when you're asking for relief, when you're asking for a loved one to be healed and they pass away anyway? What happens? What do? I know sometimes I wonder, I'm like questioning God, like, God, what? Why? I prayed. I had faith. I just knew that this was going to happen and it turns out differently. So that's what he's saying. Look, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, give me the strength to be able to sing, it is well with my soul. So then it goes to the chorus again, but it adds like a second part of the chorus. I know you're able and I know you can. Save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. And then it says, I know the sorrow and I know the hurt would all go away if you just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. So look, let's go. I got some more Bible for y'all. We're going to Matthew 26. So this is when Jesus is getting ready to be crucified. He knows what's coming next. Remember, he is fully God and fully man all at the same time. And he knows what's coming, right? So he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. It's a very popular scripture. Matthew 26, 39, it says, going a little farther, he fell face down and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Other versions say, not my will be done, but let yours be done. Jesus is the perfect example of how we should pray in our circumstances. And that's exactly what this song is saying. Like, look, he said, I know that the sorrow and the hurt will go away if you just said a word. Because in the beginning, God said, let there be light. And there was light. It was instant. When he told, when he was performing miracles and he told the evil spirits to come out, it came out instantly, immediately. All of this will go away if we just get a word from God. But it continues and says, but even if you don't, even if you don't, even if you choose to let me go through this, even if you choose to allow my loved one to die, even if you choose to allow me to lose my job, even if you choose to allow me to get COVID, even if you choose to let my babies die, even if you choose to let me go hungry, even if you choose, my hope is still in you. Because the same one that can allow the hurt and the pain for a purpose is the same one that can turn it around and make it even better. So I got one more verse. This is 2 Corinthians 12, 9. I thought I put a pen in here, which I'm pretty sure I did. So here it is. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. This is also a very popular scripture. It says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. What if I told you that when you are at your weakest point, the lowest, you feel like life couldn't get any worse? That's where God wants you in this season. Why? Because he wants to be the only one responsible for your recovery. He wants to be the only one responsible for your breakthrough. He wants to be the only one responsible for your restoration, for your healing. And that's why he said, look, when you're weak, that's when my strength is perfect. That's when I step in, when you've had enough. When you've had enough, and that's where God wants us, weak on our knees so that we can rely on him. Because guess what? If you had a problem that you could get through, if you had a situation that you could get through on your own, why would you need God? But when you get to a place where you don't know, where you like mercy me and you like, look, I just can't. I can't right now. God is saying, but I can right now. And I need you to rest because my grace is sufficient. My grace is enough. In your weakness, I'm strong. Whew, that's so good. I love it. It's so encouraging, right? So of course, look, I'm telling y'all how amazing this song is. So it's only right that I go ahead and play it for y'all. So go ahead and listen up to this song. I hope you love it as much as I do, and I hope that it blesses you.
They say sometimes you win some, Sometimes you lose some, and right now I'm losing bed. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? Takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing, a little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing. It is well.
That's the song, and that's the heart posture that Jesus, that God desires for us. That's the heart posture that Jesus had when he went to the cross. Like, even if God doesn't change your situation, can he change your heart? Can you trust him with your heart? Can you trust that he knows that it hurts? And guess what? When you hurt, he hurts too. But look, this world is cursed and God is still good. He's still faithful. So that's all I got for y'all today. This particular episode was definitely for the believers. Those who don't believe may not understand because this is so contrary, right? Typically in human nature, right? I don't even want to like single them out because we do it too, even as believers. Like human nature is to be mad, throw a tantrum when things don't go your way, especially because he's our heavenly father, right? Like, Daddy God, like, why you didn't give me what I wanted? Why did you allow this to happen? And it hurts me and it's breaking my heart. But even in that brokenness, even in that low, low space, even in death, even in loss, even in depression, God says, look, I'm your strength. So can we trust him in that? Can we trust him? And can we have a heart posture that says, it is well with my soul? God, I trust you. I have nothing else. I have no one else to lean on. You're the only one that can heal me, that can truly, truly heal me. So let that be the desire of our hearts. That's it. That's all. Until next time, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to that episode, guys. If something resonated with you, go ahead and share it with me. And also share it with somebody else you think may need to hear it. But more importantly than that, I want to share something with you. Not because of anything that I've done, but because of what he's done. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if you desire that intimate relationship with God, with your Creator through Jesus Christ, this is your chance, guys. God is giving you a way to have a relationship with him. And all you have to do is believe. So if you want that, if you desire to be saved, I want you to say this prayer with me. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for my life. Thank you for sending Jesus. I believe your word. I believe that Jesus came, lived, and died, and rose again on the third day just for me. I know that I'm a sinner and I need a savior. I'm asking you to come into my life, come into my heart, transform me and renew me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer with a sincere heart, I know for a fact, because God is a man of his word. So congratulations and welcome to the family of God.